I know a story about Russ Conway.
Because he said, "Look, he side saddle."
Well, no. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. And believe me, I know how to handle these guys. So here's at Lewisham Odeon.
Also in Lewisham.
That's what sparked me off.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I can't think of a way of saying it because I shouldn't have said Russ Conway at the beginning.
You ruined it.
If you said a well-known pianist,
it's a fantastic story, and it's a fantastic story. And there are handprints that were made in wet cement a long time ago, and involved Russ Conway.
Okay, that's all I can tell you. I don't care what that story is. I'll just fill the middle of that bit in for myself.
But my agent wants, if you will, handled Russ Conway. And Russ Conway, dear Russ, and I'm all for Russ. I wish I had Russ with us now because there's nothing more jolly than that. Are you aware of Russ Conway, by the way, Andrew?
I am aware of Russ Conway.
Russ Conway. So I'd say Russ Conway, we're coming right to your fingers in Twickenham. Russ Conway used to, it was a peculiar man, an eccentric man, and he used to have an alter ego who acted as his manager, but it was Russ.
Really?
And I'd have to get by just...
He's definitely still alive.
So supposing his alter ego was called Terry Pollock, supposing he was, I can't remember the actual name, and mind you, when he rang him up, would say, and Russ used to pick the phone up, he'd go, "Hi Russ," "It's not Russ, it's Terry." He'd go, "Oh, hello Terry," and it would be Russ. And he'd say, "How you doing?" He'd have a conversation with him, and then say, "Is Russ around?" "Yeah, I'll just go and get him." And then he'd put the phone and pick it up, and it'd still be Russ. Yes, Russ. I don't know. Maybe he needed the kind of schedule Russ had. Maybe he needed another layer between him and the world.
Yeah. The world of showbiz.
And who can blame him?
But he didn't know that everyone knew there was no Terry. It was Russ.